Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, as you get older and your fertility clock, that biological clock starts ticking away, you know, the panic starts to sink in and you wonder, should you consider freezing your eggs? My guest is author specializing in health and medicine, Sarah Richards. Welcome to the show, Sarah. Tell us about freezing eggs, the new frontier. What's going on out there and does it really work?
Sure. Well, I think a lot of women, you know, who are in their early to mid-30s, you know, maybe they're not in a position where they're ready to have kids, they haven't met the right guy, you know, they're starting to think about freezing now, and it's becoming a lot more popular. The American mainstream establishment it's no longer experimental, so it's more accessible, it's better quality, it's got better results, so I think it's becoming a real option for women.
And what's involved? Is this very expensive? Is it painful? I know we make thousands of eggs, and, you know, maybe they start to diminish. Mine may be a little older and wrinkly by now, but, you know, what is the optimal age to first of all do this?
Well, obviously, the younger, the better. What's happening is a lot of women who have frozen their eggs in the past, let's say it became really available in the U.S. around 2004, you know, they kind of waited to the last minute. You know, they were starting to get worried, you know, they didn't know if they were going to be able to have kids before they turned 40. They were doing it like 38, 37. And what's happening is we're starting to see women doing it earlier in their mid-30s. You know, if you're in your early 30s and you don't have a partner and you really do want biological children, you know, it's not a bad idea to think about doing it.
Okay, so...
Also, what I think a lot of women don't realize is, you know, they may want those eggs for a second child. Say they have a baby in time, but, you know, maybe they want a second or third, and then they're kind of in that gray area. You know, it's not a bad idea to have them in the freezer.
Okay, so is this a very expensive procedure?
It's expensive. It can range anywhere from normally it's $8,000 to $12,000. But what we're finding is it's becoming a lot cheaper because there are a lot more doctors offering it. The prices are starting to come down. So in a lot of markets, you can find it as low as $5,000. So I think it's becoming a little more accessible.
And what's involved in this procedure?
It's basically the first part of IVF. You take hormone drugs, you inject yourself with hormone drugs for about 10 days, you go through a surgery, they take your eggs out, they freeze them, but instead of inseminating them with your partner's sperm and putting them back in you to grow into a baby, they put it in the freezer. And so when you're ready to become a mom, you know, you use your partner's sperm, or let's say you use donor sperm, and then you inseminate them, you know, 10 years later, 5 years later, whatever way your life turns out.
And so there's a few different, you know, companies popping up that are doing this. And do you...
You know, it's actually about more than half of fertility clinics in the U.S. offer it now. It's everywhere.
Okay, so how do you choose the place? I mean, because different costs, different, you know, levels of reputation.
Sure. Well, what you do is you find, first of all, you find, you know, someone who's had a lot of experience. One of the issues with egg freezing is that you can freeze your eggs, but doctors might not have a lot of experience thawing women's eggs to make babies from them, because when you freeze them, you usually freeze them for a long time, you know, at least a few years. So one thing is to find people who actually have thawed their eggs to make babies. So that's one thing. But, you know, there are cases where a lot of doctors don't have experience. So another thing is to find a good clinic, find clinics that have good success rates with IVF, with every other kind of fertility treatment, because at least that way you know that, you know, you're going to a good clinic.
And how long can the eggs stay frozen? If you do it in your 20s or your early 30s because you haven't met somebody yet or you haven't, you know, really gotten to the place in your life where you want that baby, how long can they sit there?
Indefinitely. No one knows how long. You know, they're frozen, so they're not really going anywhere. And there's no research or anything to show that, you know, they stop. They're not good after a certain period of time. The bigger question is, you know, at what age, how old do you want to be when you thaw your eggs? Do you want to be a mom at 45? Do you want to be a mom at 50, 55? So it's kind of that's the thing that makes you decide when you want to thaw them, not necessarily the eggs, you know, whether they're good or not.
Okay, so do you think that the ability to do this, and this is, you know, probably just opinion, is this, do you think, empowering for us or a little bit, you know, intimidating? Do you think that it's something where women are saying now, oh my God, I have to do something soon? Or do you think that it's a little empowering? Wow, I can just do this if I've got the money, and then I can really sit back and relax and figure out where my life is going.
Sure. Well, I think at first women do kind of freak out about it. They're like, oh my God, what happened? What happened to my life that now I have to think about doing this? But there's actually been a shift. I wrote a book called Motherhood Rescheduled, in which I interviewed three women, and I found out what happened to them after they froze their eggs to see how egg freezing changed their lives. And what happened is after they froze their eggs, they felt great about it. They felt more in charge of their lives. They felt like they had taken control of their fertility. And because they had so much more confidence, I think their dating lives improved. You know, they found partners. They felt good about themselves. So you do feel really empowered. And I think as women freeze them as they get younger, I think there's a shift. They don't feel like it's a sad, desperate thing. They feel like, hey, I froze my eggs. Aren't I cool? You know, I'm really taking care of myself. So I think there's a big shift now.
Do you think that you need to start with a fertility evaluation so that you can see whether the treatment is urgent or not? And it will let you kind of know how fertile you are?
Yeah, but the thing is, we know after 35, your fertility starts to go down. We know that 38, it starts to turn again, and really after 40 is when you see a big drop-off. So, you know, you don't want to wait till you're 38 and then find evidence that your fertility is declining, because then, you know, your eggs aren't going to be that great. If you are in a position where you know you're not going to start a family for a few years, you're going to have to date a while. You're going to have to meet the guy. You're going to have to, you know, date for a year or two. You're going to have to get engaged if you want to get married, whatever your decisions are. If you know that your ability to have children is at least 7 years out and you're in your early to mid-30s, there's no reason not to freeze them while they're at their peak, because those are going to give you the best chance to have a baby later. You want to freeze them when they're as good quality as possible.
Okay, so that's a good question right there, is at their peak. And, you know, you're not guaranteed a baby just because you freeze your eggs, right? I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean that they will take, just like any fertility treatment.
Right. But you give yourself the best chances, one, if you freeze them when they're, you know, mid-30s is a good ballpark. Some doctors say you should go even younger if you can, and if you know you're not going to start your family till your late 30s or so. And then the second thing is if you can freeze a couple rounds of eggs, let's say you do the process a couple times, you know, that may give you 30 or 20 to 30 eggs that you can freeze, so that when you thaw them, you're going to have like four or five chances. That means, you know, they'll fertilize them, they'll make embryos, they'll put, you know, maybe two back into you to grow, but you're going to have a couple different times. So let's say if your success rates range anywhere from 30% to 50% per cycle, if you have, you know, three or four to five or six tries, then your chances are going to go way up.
Well, and I think
so freeze early, freeze often.
Freeze early, freeze often. And that the act of egg freezing can make a woman feel more like, you know, relaxed about finding a partner.
I froze my eggs. I was with a guy who didn't want kids, and I froze my eggs between 36 and 38. When I went back on Match.com, I felt like a different person than I did before when I was in my early 30s, because I wasn't worried about it. You know, it's like, cool, nice to meet you. If you didn't call back, I didn't care. And then I think that attitude, I mean, it helps me, I mean, eventually find a really great boyfriend because I had a good attitude. So I just think it really affects women's lives in a positive way.
I think that's really great that you were able to say that, because it does. You know, when I was trying to get pregnant, my doctor looked at me, she said, just relax, you know, the stress, and just relax and have sex, you know. And I think that if you're all freaked out about this kind of thing, then meeting a partner, you know, relaxing about it is going to make it a little bit easier. And if your eggs are frozen, that might give you a little bit of an empowering feeling, something that you can, you know, kind of take stock of. It's something that as women, we know that we can then do. If your goal is to have a baby, but you're not sure when, the best years are in your 20s, early 30s, and that's when you can probably try. You know, if you feel that you have the money, you can look into freezing your eggs. Fertility clinics are doing it all over the country, and, you know, the cost is certainly something that you have to think about. But yet, if you're somebody that this is really something that you're going to be, you know, thinking about and it's important to you, then this is definitely something to look into. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And if you missed a show, you can download the podcast anytime on demand or on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and stay well.